Hey guys, good morning. It is Megs from Lifestride Fitness, and this is my 75 Hard Challenge podcast. Now, I know I said I was going to upload every single day, and I have not been actively uploading every single day. First, I feel like I don't have that much change day to day, except for today. There is a lot of things that I want to kind of unpack today. It won't be super long, so strap in for the ride, but it will be a little bit more information than I probably have done the last few episodes. So if you don't know what the 75 Hard Challenge is, let me just kind of give you a refresher. It is a challenge created by Andy Frisella. I think I'm saying his name right. If you want to check it out, more information and the link to this challenge is in the show notes if you are interested in checking it out. Now, I'll give you basically a synopsis of what it is. It's 75 days straight. Now, if you miss anything on this list, you have to start back over on day one, which my husband has told me is not an option. So that is kind of also helping to keep me on this crazy train. So here are the things that you have to do, your action items that must happen. So you have to be on a diet, or you have to follow a diet per se. Mine is counting macros, which some of that is changing and getting adjusted today, and I'll talk about that in a second. You have to work out twice a day, 45 minutes each. One of those has to be outside in the elements. So whether you're walking, jogging, biking, doing yoga, you could even do your workout, lifting workout outside. It has to be outside in the elements. So two 45-minute workouts, one has to be outside. You have to read 10 pages of a nonfiction self-development type of book every single day. So 10 pages. You have to take a progress picture every single day. You have to have no alcohol. And like I said, you have to be on a diet. I'm thinking that's all the pieces. I don't think I've missed anything. That's it. Oh, and drink a gallon of water. I did. You have to drink a gallon of water a day. So I wanted to kind of talk about my struggles that I've had. I think the last time I talked to you guys was on Saturday. I can't remember. That's how long it's been. So today is officially day 18 of my 75 Hard Challenge. This morning has been the hardest day so far. My coffee didn't work to wake me up, and neither did my pre-workout. Neither one of those things even came close to helping me wake up. So I feel like my energy is starting to be zapped. So that's where it comes into. I'm going to be increasing my calories slightly and kind of changing up my macros to maybe have some higher fats. I'm going to tweak it and mess with it for like a week at a time and see what affects my energy levels the best. But again, staying within my calorie goal, which is the huge part. And I'm eating whole foods. I'm not eating things that are processed, things like that. Don't get me wrong, some things are processed. Like if I have a slice of bread, that's obviously processed. But I'm talking about like I'm not going for sweets. I'm not going for sugars. I'm not going for cookies and candy and those type of things to fill my diet and my calorie intake. So that is first, is that I think I'm going to mess with that and try to see, you know, how I can manipulate that. I've thought about the sleep, the fact that I'm getting 6 hours average every single night, Monday through Friday. That has something to do with it too, I'm sure. However, I don't have much wiggle room on this because I don't see me falling asleep before 9 o'clock. And my bedtime I make myself have everything done for the night by 9:30. And I don't have a problem going to sleep. So like I'm not staying up super late. It's just that alarm at 3:45 in the morning is brutal. Like it is tough. And since my garage is where my gym is and I live in Texas, the past 3 mornings has felt so hot from the moment that I walk into the garage. It is It is heat. Like it is like a dog breathing on you heat as soon as you walk outside. So I turn on a fan, but still it's just not a whole lot. I don't have like an air conditioning unit or anything out there. I have thought about it, but I have not. So I think the sleep, the lack of sleep, refreshing my body is affecting my lifts. This morning, today was lats, and it just was not the best workout. Yesterday was legs, and again, I did not feel it was the best workout. I felt weak. I felt like I wasn't able to lift as much, and so it's been a little frustrating. Like I did lift, and I lifted the same amount that I have the previous 3 weeks. The previous 2 weeks, but it's not. I feel like my lifts aren't as solid. Like maybe my form is slipping a little bit, even though I'm trying to focus on it. Y'all, my brain is in a fog, and I know I need some more rest, but again, like to complete this 75 hard challenge and give it my all, I have got to get up at 3:45 in the morning in order to get it done. So I'm going to be increasing my calories, my sleep. I can't really do anything about it. On the weekends, I get 10 hours of sleep a night, and it is glorious. Friday night, when I get home after I'm done with my cardio outside, man, I tell you, I go to bed and I feel like, first of all, we have family movie night, and I fall asleep during the movie every single time. But I feel so refreshed on Saturday morning that I'm like, okay. And I get up and I immediately go for my walk in the mornings on the weekends and get my walk outside completely done and out of the way. So far. Now, if it's raining and I have an opportunity for the rain to stop before I go on a walk, that will be key. I also have some new water shoes coming in any day now, so that will help when I have to walk in the rain. But other than that, I'm getting off point. Including with my increasing my calories, I have realized that I can no longer fast through breakfast. When I'm waking up at 3:45 in the morning, I'm hitting the gym and I'm hitting weights as heavy as I can at 4 a.m. to 4:45, and then trying to not eat until lunch, just have my coffee. It's not working. And I think my body is suffering. So I am listening to my body and I am focusing on going ahead and getting a good breakfast in with carbs, protein, making sure, you know, that I'm having some fruit, really just focusing on having a good nutritious breakfast to kind of refuel my body and refuel my muscles from being torn down. So I'm no longer, you know, fasting through breakfast. This pre-workout that I'm taking, I am using C4. It's not the extreme. I think it's Recharge or something like that. I'm using that. And as of right now, as of today or this morning, it decided it didn't want to work anymore. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep trying it. I'm the type of person, I'm going to use it because I have it. So please don't spam me with MLM stuff that works for you. No offense, but I know what will work and what won't work by now. I've been doing this for a little while, so I need to just kind of take a step back, realize that it could just be an off day and I'm just really, really exhausted. It could be that. It could be stress. It could be lots of different things. There's not one thing that I can pinpoint, and you're never going to be able to pinpoint it down to one thing. So finding, you know, maybe after this pre-workout is done, finding something that will benefit me a little bit more might be in the cards. Now, I am planning, next week is the last week of this set of splits. So I've been doing it. This is the third week. So next week will be the fourth week of this specific split that I'm doing from Gaspari Nutrition. Next week being the last week, I'm going to try to increase the load or increase the weights that I'm lifting through some, not all of the exercises, but some of the exercises next week. So it'll be good to kind of increase the load, increase my lift, increase my strength. So I'm excited about that. So we'll see how that goes. I'll keep you posted on that. I am finishing the book that I've been reading, which is Eat, Lift, Thrive by Sohee Lee. So that will be done this week. And then I am going to move on to You Are a Badass. Excuse the language. But I'm going to move on to that book. My friend has it that I can borrow and read it. So I'm going to read that. And then I'm going to follow up with Winning Every Day. So those were two things that were recommended by very dear friends of mine. So I'm going to go get those. I have Winning Every Day coming, but it won't be here in time for me to start consecutively right after Eat, Lift, Thrive. So my next book will be You Are a Badass because I have that on hand. Other than that, I think that's it. Yeah, so I'm increasing my calories slightly. It doesn't take a whole lot, so I'm going to increase it slightly. I am going to, you know, keep focusing on nutritious meals and maybe try to get to sleep by 9 instead of 9:30. I don't know how much that 30 minutes is going to make a difference, but I can try. It's definitely hard during the week with my schedule. Pre-workout, I'm hoping that it's just an off day and that it will start working again, but who knows, because it's definitely not giving me the alertness and awakeness that I want. I don't think awakeness is a word, but you know, whatever. Increasing the load next week, and yeah, so that's about it. And finishing, you know, Eat, Lift, Thrive. So that's how it is going. Again, today has been the toughest day. It's day 18 and it's the toughest. But other than that, I mean, I'm very lucky that I already have the gym set the night before so that I can literally take my pre-workout, take my progress picture and just get to it. I'm really just hoping that today's an off day and I'm tired. Not to mention in the next couple of weeks, you know, good old period will start. So I'm sure I'm going to have some fatigue from that, but pushing through is going to be the key. And just, you know, taking this mentally head on. So anyway, I hope that you guys are doing well. If you have any questions regarding this challenge or regarding, you know, anything about what I'm doing, please feel free to let me know. I would be happy to discuss any questions you have, do questions and answers. That's always fun for me. So other than that, you can look in the show notes to see all of my socials where I am posting. I am doing once a week videos on YouTube, kind of recapping my week and showing my lifts. Yeah, even if they're crappy, I'm still showing them because this is real life. And I learn from taking video of my lifts so that I can see what I need to improve on. So as much as this is for everybody else, it's also for me to look back on and remember what I need to do to improve on myself. I also have a link to my TikTok, my Facebook, my Instagram, where you can see daily progress updates there visually instead of listening. And obviously I'm doing a crap job of posting every single day. So that's what it is. We're about 15 minutes in. So thanks for sticking around this long and we will see you guys in the next one. Bye.